Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Putin's justification for war.
Danger was growing every day. Russia acted.
Senate vote on abortion.
Every American will see how every senator stands.
Tourists found dead.
We feel that what we are seeing is an isolated case.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A Moscow parade marking victory in World War II became a stage for Vladimir Putin to try to justify Russia's invasion of Ukraine, as we hear from CBS's Deborah Patton.
Marching in Moscow's Red Square, a show of Putin's power. Today, he said, you are defending what your grandfathers fought for. He used the day to blame NATO expansion for his war and bolster the lie he is denazifying Ukraine. The danger grew every day, he said. Russia made a preemptive move against aggression.
CBS's Charlie Daggett reports on the latest Russian attack on civilians, the bombing of a school in the eastern part of Ukraine where dozens had sought shelter.
Reduced to burning and smoldering rubble in what Ukrainian authorities say was a direct hit. The school where terrified families sought shelter. We have found evidence of indiscriminate shelling everywhere we've gone. We came upon Irina Ilyenko and her neighbor, Valentina Hajnova, surveying the ruins of their homes amid the constant crack of mortar fire and artillery.
Does that happen a lot? Are you going to try to leave now?
She says she can't leave her bedridden husband behind. Whatever God has prepared for me, she said, let it be.
Showing support for Ukraine this weekend, First Lady Jill Biden, who visited a school where civilians have taken shelter. She was there with President Zelensky's wife. And in a Kyiv subway station that's been used as a bomb shelter.
Tonight.
Bono performed along with his U2 bandmate, The Edge.
The people of Ukraine are not just fighting for your own freedom. You are fighting for all of us who love freedom.
Fighting for all of us who love freedom, Bono said. Here at home, police in Madison, Wisconsin say there was an attack at an anti-abortion office. Evidence of a Molotov cocktail and a fire. A threatening message spray-painted. Jelaine Appling is president of Wisconsin Family Action.
They're free to disagree with us, but they're not free to destroy property, to threaten individual lives and safety.
In Washington, CBS's Scott McFarlane tells us Senate Democrats are trying to shift the new debate about abortion from the courts to the Congress.
After a weekend of protests outside the Supreme Court, outside churches, and even at the homes of some of the high court's justices, the abortion debate shifts to the U.S. Senate later today as Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer begins the proceedings ahead of a Wednesday vote to codify abortion rights into law.
Every American will see how every senator stands. They can't duck it anymore.
A bill is already passed in the U.S. House, but has no clear path to the 60 votes needed in the U.S. Senate. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said it's possible legislators could see a nationwide ban on abortion if the court overturns Roe v. Wade and if Republicans win control of Congress.
63% in a new CBS News poll say the Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion should be kept in place. Investigators in the Bahamas are searching for answers after three American tourists died in their hotel rooms, and CBS's Manuel Bojorquez reports a fourth is in the hospital.
An individual presenting to the clinic with nausea, vomiting, and some symptoms.
The Bahamas health minister says it all began Thursday night. Two American tourists at the Sandals Emerald Bay Resort complained they were feeling ill and were treated at a local medical facility. The next morning, the couple was found dead in their resort villa. Minutes earlier, police had found another man dead on the floor of his villa. Now health officials are waiting on autopsy reports to determine what caused the tourists' mysterious deaths.
Hopefully nothing's going to happen to us. But
Jason Toth and Sydney Rosenquist arrived at the Sandals Resort for their honeymoon, one day after the victims' bodies were found.
It definitely gives me a cause for concern just because you want to know what happened.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Police in Los Angeles are questioning a mother after her three children were found dead inside a home.
Police say they found the bodies of children from ages 8 to 12 Sunday morning after someone called 911 to report an assault. They wouldn't say who called. Neighbors wonder if the children were killed the previous night when the mother was taken away by paramedics.
I kept hearing her yell, ow, ow, ow. Well, I figured it was coming from the street. Turns out she was hiding in our neighbor's yard. Had a candle lit, a Bible open. We thought she was just some rando from the street.
Police say there are no other suspects or threats to the community. Emily Valdez for CBS News, Los Angeles.
There's an investigation in suburban Atlanta into a shooting last night at a condo complex that left three people dead, three others wounded. There's no word on any arrests. Gusty winds and dry conditions will likely complicate things for firefighters in northeast New Mexico, where fires have destroyed dozens of homes. Paul Goodlow of the Weather Channel.
We have not only critical, but now elevated fire danger here. New Mexico is a tinderbox with the low humidity, the heat, and with the strong gusty winds. If we have even more fires start, they could go out of control instantly.
The city of Las Vegas, New Mexico, threatened last week, is now safe from the flames. Just after 1:30 this morning, people in Columbia, South Carolina, took to social media to say they were jarred from sleep by an earthquake. Preliminary magnitude 3.3. It lasted just for a few seconds. There are no reports of major damage. A magnitude 6.1 earthquake rattled buildings in Taiwan's capital, Taipei. It was centered offshore. There are no reports of damage or injuries. The Biden administration says 20 internet companies have agreed to provide discounted service to low-income people. This is part of the infrastructure bill passed by Congress. It means tens of millions of households will be eligible for free service through a government subsidy.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Another groundbreaking choice to play an iconic science fiction character.
Shuri Gatwa will replace Jodie Whittaker as the next lead in Doctor Who. Gatwa, who's best known for his role in Sex Education on Netflix, says he's honored, excited, and a little scared. Whittaker was the first woman to play the Doctor in 2017, but will hand the reins over to Gatwa after season 13. He'll become the 14th and first Black Doctor on the show. The sci-fi series, which follows an alien Time Lord across time and space, has millions of viewers and will celebrate its 60th anniversary next year. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A weekend surprise at a historically black college in East Texas. 100 graduating students at Wiley College were told at commencement that an anonymous donor had paid their tuition balances. School officials say the gift to the graduating class amounted to about $300,000. That's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.